Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! By BlackRifleCoffee.com. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? J-Boss, are you listening?
No.
Why not? The sleigh bells are ringing.
Ringing. Ringing.
Ooh, I got a little eggnog in the old Black Rifle coffee today.
Oh, you started early.
Had to.
Christmas. What is it, Christmas Eve? Is it Christmas Eve today?
You know why everybody likes to have a drink with Santa? Because all the liquor's on the house. Ooh, boom, nailed it. Boom. Boom! His sleigh is on the house. Jesse, come on. His sleigh's on the house.
Did you make that up?
Yeah, just right now. So that's off the cuff. That's in a ridge. You can take that with you.
I'd workshop it a little bit just to kind of take it back. Maybe try it in front of a live audience. Kind of see what kind of feedback you get.
Are you not live today? Yeah, I know you're not. What are you drinking?
But
what are you drinking over there for Christmas?
I can't be the only person because that one, I don't like how much of a thinker it was.
What are you drinking there, James?
This is Daily Harvest. They aren't a sponsor, but I would love for them to be a sponsor. It's meal delivery. A smoothie in the morning and a little sautéed pan cup.
What's a pan cup?
So it all comes in cups, right? So then you're
everything you eat throughout the day?
Yeah, but like all the ingredients for the dinner is in a cup, but you just like dump it into a pan and kind of saute it. So it's like vegetables and everything.
Okay.
And then for the smoothie, everything's in here and you just add almond milk and blend it.
Ah. Yeah.
No, it's great, but I really fell for some, as you know, I fall for just.
You fall hard.
Great marketing.
Yeah.
A good white, bright picture
yep.
with the girl's like nails done holding the cup. And like she's just on the way out the door with her Daily Harvest. And yeah. I'm like, I want that to be me.
Yeah.
And if I get it, it will be me.
So how does it taste?
It's really good.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's well, look.
And the dinner was good too.
I will say this. So that's why you asked me to pick up that almond milk on the way home last night, that vanilla almond milk. Vanilla almond milk is delicious.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like it could really make any drink if you poured it in there? I really wouldn't care.
Have you drinking it by itself?
Drank it.
Have you drank it by itself?
Almond milk?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And vanilla?
I enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very much so.
It's not super sweet. It's a hint.
That's good, but it's good. It's.
Yeah.
I understand the almond milk revolution. That's right. Not one that I'm going to poo-poo on.
Sure.
I'm not going to pull down my pants and take a little shit on it.
Because it tastes
good. I understand the almond milk.
Because lots of milk, if you were to drink a lot of milk throughout the day, you're not going to feel good.
No.
And that's just life. Like, you're not lactose intolerant or any of these things, but it doesn't feel good to have a lot of dairy in your system.
Well, I drank a lot of milk as a child because let's face it, until the last, 10 years or whatever this bullshit world we're living in is now, told you not to do this and this and this. It was always strong bones, calcium, drink milk. You're a child, you know?
So
I drank the shit out of some milk.
That's what we did with our child as well. But I think at a certain point, you're going to get your calcium from other
sources,
foods like actual green leaves and
you eat calcium from those, huh?
There's certain vegetables, yeah.
All right, I didn't know.
And some milk. I mean, I'm not saying don't drink milk. I'm just saying if you're going to have a full smoothie, full in your coffee,
right,
with your cereal, things like this,
yep,
you're going to feel shitty, and that's just the way
it
goes. So. As much as I can cut out, it's not that I don't drink milk. I'm saying as much as I can cut out a creamy thing throughout the day,
yeah,
it will make you feel better.
Gotcha. And what kind of food are they popping off there?
In the smoothie?
No. What like?
It would be like, it's just like a stir fry, a vegetable, different vegetables.
And it comes in a cup that size?
And it comes in a cup, so everything's chopped up. You put it in the pan, saute it up.
Yeah. Is it good?
I think it's good. You might hate it. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense to you?
Look, I've had meal prep before and I enjoy it, but
this is not your standard meal prep.
No, it does
not
look like it.
So it's not
going
to be a
meat
and a veg and a little bit of carb. It's pretty much all vegetable.
Oof.
So keeps things moving.
Yeah. We're like internally.
Sexy.
Yeah, internally.
Yeah. In no one like a sexy way.
Yeah, sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Like keeps a fun TV12 way. Yeah.
Moving through the system in like a fun, flirty, sexy way.
Yeah, like a Giselle way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because you know she is just, I mean, in her mouth 5 minutes later.
In the toilet.
In the toilet.
Yeah.
In like a fun, flirty, sexy way.
Yeah, in a sexy way of like, oops, I got to take a shit again.
But like,
sorry.
This has zucchini, coconut, cauliflower, dates, hemp protein, MCT oil.
Mm.
That will make you Giselle all over the place.
Exactly.
Chai, spice, and vanilla. You know, so there's nothing, nothing horrible. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Get it in you.
Yeah. They've done it again to you, haven't they?
They really have. It's like slow motion and good music.
Yeah, was
they
it
got me.
Was it Facebook or an Instagram ad?
Instagram.
That got, yeah. Ah.
Whoever their marketing
is,
I would like to use them for
I
us.
Knew it. Well, look, we're not a sponsor of these fucking people, but
no.
Hold it up to camera. Even the outside of the...
I don't know if you can even see it. It's a little bit bright.
On the video show.
Yeah.
Even the outside of the the packaging there on the, you know, the cup, I guess, if we're calling it that, which it is probably.
It's a cup.
Okay. Because it looks kind of like a half pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Which I like. Like, I like the, but I like the thick and shortness of it. Do you know what I mean?
You're dating the wrong fellow then. Kidding. No, but when
are
I see
dating?
That looks like a, you know, it looks to me, first of all, like it's a periodic chart.
Uh-huh.
It's the D over H. Uh-huh. And you're like, all right, cool.
Which always gets you.
Kind of looks like the Breaking Bad logo. Mm-hmm. But what I'm noticing a trend in is a lot of companies are doing this like, oh, very basic. It's all white. It's mm-hmm. square. Mm-hmm. Don't you like it? We're not bullshitting you anymore. And there's one actual energy bar called like No BS.
Yeah.
And so their marketing was the same way where I was just like, oh, I got to try it. I go into the store. I pick up one of those No BS bars because first of all, it was just iced tea.
Yeah.
And remember the commercial mm-hmm. goes, yo, I'm iced tea. I'm a celebrity. Here's this product. Buy it. And I think that was it. And they
said, buy
up
it
thing.
Or don't. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
And then close the like door or whatever.
So I go in and I see it in a store when I was on the road. And I think I was in Dallas or Austin or somewhere like that. And I think it was in Dallas, actually. I go into this mini mart and there they are, this No BS thing. And like literally the packaging looks like that. It just says No BS, one date, one plum, mm-hmm. one thing. One thing, and then just like, oh, all right. And then you flip it over, and then there's the calories
shit.
And shit. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you're just like,
you'll take
oh,
one shit right
one
after.
Shit right after to the toilet.
Yeah.
Push that meeting.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be late yep. for that conference call.
That's how all the ingredients went. Yeah.
It should be like that.
Yeah.
So I bought one of them. It was fine. It tasted good, but that's the way marketing seems to be going because there's always trends like that where it's just like, all right, cool. We're going to do things simplified now. Very just simplistic. And we're going to do this.
Bespoke.
Yeah.
Heirloom.
Yeah.
Back to basics.
Exactly.
I think everyone kind of knows that processed garbage is pretty horrible at this point. Have we gone over that mountain in this country where we all kind of collectively know that if you do get something that will last through an apocalypse, you probably shouldn't be putting it in your body.
Right. I think we do. It's just, man, like McDonald's to me just tastes better.
It does, but now you know what you're doing.
I do.
Whereas before it was like, oh, I'm just going to get a quick Egg McMuffin for breakfast.
And yeah, no bigs.
Yep, I'm going to be healthy and just get the Egg McMuffin, right? That's how it was back in the day.
Now you think about it, you feel bad about it.
You feel bad. It's a cycle. It's an echo chamber.
And that's the thing about the holidays, because look, this is airing on Christmas Eve, obviously. You said something to me last night that I thought was interesting. You said, hey, for this weekend, because we're taping this on a Friday so we can enjoy our family. We've got family coming in right. town for Christmas and kids and all that stuff. You said to me, hey, tell the audience, I don't want to hear anything. What was it?
I don't like the thing.
About diet or anything like that.
Diet or feeling bad about what you just ate or feeling bad about something while you're eating it. So a lot of times in this family, because we this for a living, though.
The reason why I say this, though, is I think this is in a lot of families and nobody really talks about it.
Yes. And so there's people in my family that do it. While they're eating, they're saying I shouldn't eat this. And it turns into this like sad situation, this sad experience of like, oh, I just can't stop. And you feel bad before, you feel bad during, you feel bad after. So either eat it and have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Or don't eat it. You know?
Yeah.
And that needs to be the rule because I don't want this, okay, diet starts tomorrow stuff. We all know after the holidays, we're getting back in shape. We don't need to say it. We don't need to feel bad. We don't need to make it a sad.
And after you said that, I think you're right about it. Where you're like, yeah, you're right. Who fucking cares? Like, I'm not going to shit. I'm not doing shit. It's been a long year and I'm just going to enjoy the next few days with my family and kind of get over it. I do want to talk about that rum I bought last night for the eggnog.
So good.
Awful.
Awful. Okay.
Worst rum I've ever had in my life. Maybe one of the worst liquors I've ever had in my life.
What Dead happened? Serious.
So I'm going to start from the beginning here, okay? Because this has been going on
you
for a while.
You always do.
I have to. Craft beers are popping up everywhere all over. And it's like distillery. We're doing it ourselves, all this other shit.
Okay.
Now it's starting with liquors.
Yeah.
And liquors are doing it where it's like, oh, we distill it and all this other shit ourselves and whatever. But then you kind of have people that don't know what the fuck they're doing. On the flip side of that, there was a company that is sponsored a bunch of our events. We love them. Stateside Vodka out of Pennsylvania. They have a bourbon now. They distill it in-house, whatever. The vodka's amazing. The bourbon's amazing. I'm a gigantic fan of that. So come back to North Carolina. We're here. And we're picking up some rum for the eggnog last night. And I'm like,
out.
Oh, yeah, nog out, Nagasaki.
Nog out with your log out. And I just made that up, and I will not workshop because I got the response that I wanted. Go ahead.
So we go full Nagasaki on Christmas weekend,
that's a
right?
good one, too.
Yeah. And with that, I'm in the liquor store, and I see Lead Slingers. You know, which right. obviously my best friend zone, but it's only the whiskey. They don't have the rum in there because I'm a huge fan of the rum. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to try to find something else. Well, my experience thus far with distilleries is two places, Stateside Vodka and Lead Slingers.
Right.
And so both of them
are
great.
Like, cool. I can
I can try everything else. I'm sure it's the same. So I bought a local, and I'm not going to say their name because I feel bad and I don't want to ruin anybody's right. company. I bought a local North Carolina one. The bottling and the packaging was amazing. Great. It looked fantastic and all this stuff. And so obviously our family's coming in tomorrow. So I wanted to try it out last yeah. night before they got here, before I start, you know, making a bowl full of this shit for people to sure. dip their mousse.
Their ladle in.
Their mousse glass in, you know.
Right, ooh, right.
Shitter's full.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was awful. I made just one cup of it, and the rum was so bad. And then I was like, man, maybe it's just this concoction, or maybe I poured too much in there or whatever. So I tried the rum separately without the eggnog.
Got it.
It felt like my face was like Thanos was melting
so
my face
how
off.
How does rum, it's been a while since I've had our hard liquor, by sure. the way. So what makes a rum bad? I mean, in what way was it?
It tasted like gasoline.
Oh, okay.
Like somebody had just
so no
experimented.
Flavor, no. Just literally burning.
Yes.
Okay.
And like if you would have told me that was bourbon or moonshine or whatever, you could have said anything.
Moonshine maybe. Okay.
Exactly. If they would have said this is, you just bought fucking moonshine.
Yeah.
Fine. But it felt like my mouth, I felt like Breaking Bad when the guy exploded and you saw half of his face melted off. That's what that felt like,
the
having a shot
of that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And
walking.
Oh, Pollo Locos. Or
just half your body.
Pollos Hermanos or whatever the fuck the name was.
Did he split apart in that one?
Yeah. That's what I felt like. I was like, oh my God, this is just horrific. Now I got to go back to the store. You can't take a liquor back, can you? You can't, right?
No,
you can't say, hey, this was fucking terrible.
You have to live with your choice. No. I don't know. Worth a try. I don't think so.
Look,
if it wasn't North Carolina, maybe, because we have these ABC
yeah,
stores. Yeah. If it was Vaughn, you know, if you could get it in a, supermarket,
yeah, in a
maybe you could.
Sure.
But I don't know if the government will.
I don't even, because I'm not that guy either. I don't want to be that asshole. But I was so pissed off about it.
Was it quite expensive or no?
No. I go mid-range for this type okay. of shit. When I don't know what it is, I'll go mid-range. Like, it was probably $30.
That, and you're mixing it with eggnog.
Bucks.
You're not going to get something that's amazing.
Right.
Meant to just be by
exactly.
itself.
And,
you're
and,
mixing it.
And I believe in that when you're buying liquors of... If you're buying something to sip, get a little pricier one. If you're mixing it with other shit, don't.
Definitely.
No, just get a, like, I think that's why Tito's does so well, to be honest with you. No, nobody's really doing shots of Tito's. You're having mixed drinks a lot of times
right.
with it.
Good price point. Good enough.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, it's a decent vodka. It's not my favorite, you know, obviously. But if you're out all over the world. It's a safety go-to that you know it's going to be fine. It's not going to be Smirnoff or, you know, right, something else where you're like, eh, all right, I guess I'll have Tito's, you know? Now, if I'm in Pennsylvania and shit, like, I'm getting stateside, and yeah, I order that out where I'm like, all right, great, we're going to do that. But they're not everywhere now, so you can't. But that's a nice fallback, and I think we've all got our fallbacks.
Yeah.
As far as liquor goes. Same thing with, like, you know, whiskey or bourbon, where it's just like, all right, am I mixing this with something? Because I'll get something shittier. If I'm going to a game, you know, right, you got to sneak liquor in because they don't sell it. Yeah, Jim Beam or whatever. Who cares? Jack Daniels, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm pouring it into Coca-Cola at a game and, like, whatever, man. The quickest way, you know.
Exactly.
Airplane bottles of whatever. I'll take some Woodruff Reserve, maybe class it up a tad. But, you know, if you're drinking it straight up, like, yeah, all right, cool. That rum straight up was, boy, that was the true test where I was like, this is not for anything.
I mean,
God bless it. I there's a fire that I have to start later on in the week.
Boom.
Over a bet for a Notre Dame game with a gentleman from Drinking Bros Sports. I might use that to start the fire.
I would.
So maybe if I can't take it back, might as well light something on fire.
So
with
what you're saying is I need to pick up some rum.
When
I'm out.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Or I will. It doesn't matter. Okay. Like, I don't care. I can obviously go do it, James. I'm a grown man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm not a fucking boy. I'm not a boy.
I thought I was being allowed out of the house today. That's the only reason.
Yeah. You get to do all that.
I get to go to the store.
Yep.
But I like it.
But I still talk to you like Ruthie's dad in Ozark, though. Baby girl. Nope. Why don't you go get me some rum, baby girl?
Here's another rule for Christmas.
Yeah. No Ruthie's dad.
No Ruthie's dad around the house, okay? Coming up behind me.
Baby girl.
No. Nope.
Come here, baby girl. You might get a little bit of it.
No, you might get a lot of it. Said.
We got some sponsors, James, to pay for this whole shit wagon to be on the air.
Hark the Herald.
Angels sing. Glory to Black Rifle Coffee. We rehearsed it.
We obviously rehearsed everything that we do.
Yep.
Because we nail it every time.
We are awesome people. BlackRifleCoffee.com. It is Christmas Eve. Hopefully you got it. Hopefully you were able to get the Christmas blends. Hopefully.
You were the ones.
Yeah. Hopefully when you open up your stockings or you got that box underneath the tree, it's Black Rifle Coffee because they're making the finest coffee on the planet. Love BlackRifleCoffee.com. K-cups, bags. Their apparel is amazing. They're selling out of shit, man. That company's gotten so big now.
It's crazy.
I mean, they were selling out of hoodies yesterday. And I was like, I tried to buy a hoodie for somebody. I was like, shit.
I'm hearing it on like huge, huge podcasts too. I'm like,
yeah,
dude, it's over.
It's crazy, right?
And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
We work with
a
pretty amazing company.
Which is weird because, you know, this just started 4 years ago.
I know.
Like the t-shirts, somebody got a t-shirt the other day and it said, dude, it said Black Rifle Coffee on an established 2014. And I was like, yeah. 4 years. That does not happen.
So impressive.
It does not happen to a lot of companies.
No.
So it's been miraculous to watch it. We've been honored to have them as our chief sponsor for all of 2018. They're on for all of 2019 as well. Go to BlackRifleCoffee.com. Use the one-time promo code REVOLUTION. For 20% off. You know what? Since it's Christmas, we're going to give out some bonus ones in case you've used Revolution. Use promo code SPORTS as well. Yeah. Go ahead. Wow. It's Christmas. You've earned it.
Wow.
Yeah. If you don't listen to our sister show, Drinking Bros, use Drinking Bros 20. I don't give a shit. There's three promo codes for Christmas. You're welcome. In case you've already used one, you're like, oh, no, you can sneak another one in there. Nobody's going to know. Next up, we've got GhostBed.com/drinking bros. What's happening with what, Jabes?
Oh no, I'm with my hair.
I don't know. Yeah, I caught it out of the corner of my eye. Did you sleep a little? Did you down a little bit on the ghost bed?
No.
Okay. Why are we saying what's happening?
Oh, I don't know. You'd ever catch a glimpse of yourself and go, oh boy.
Well, it's an audio show too. For the video folks, yeah. Yeah, they're going to see that.
If you're not watching the video,
you're not living.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We should do one of these video shows live from our ghost bed. Like Yoko and John Lennon.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No one wants to see that.
Or everyone wants to see that.
Or everyone.
Ghostbed.com/drinkingbros is where you're going to get your deals. Yes, it is Christmas. No, the deals are not over. They're extending those all through, I think, January 1st. So you can still get a bundle package for $500 off. That's an adjustable base. That is the new Ghost Lux mattress and pillows, sheets, and all that shit. Or you can just get a mattress for $300 off and free pillows. Either way, you're getting the deals at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They picked their winner too of the contest. So somebody got a free bed out there in the world and enjoy it for Christmas.
That's awesome.
They're just a great company, man, all the way around. And we love their mattresses. They're in every room of our house, and this is totally genuine. Like, a mattress is too expensive. I wouldn't fuck you guys over on this and say, hey, go and buy this product if it was a piece of shit.
Absolutely. It's too big of a...
It's too much. I mean, you just heard my rant at the top of the show about the rum. I'm pissed off about a $35 bottle of rum. Imagine a mattress you bought and you're angry about. Like, fuck that, dude. I wouldn't do it. I promise you.
We push it because we know for a fact that your life will be changed.
If it was shitty, man, I would not tell you to buy this thing. We wouldn't have it on the show, to be honest with you. So
we're not dicks.
No, nothing that expensive. You know, if it's a fucking trinket of something, of like, oh, here's a bottle opener, big deal. Spent $8 on it, $5 on it, whatever. Right. But a mattress, I wouldn't do that to you. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros for all your deals. 36 months, no interest. Pay as you go plan. Amazing company, top to bottom. I'm just a massive, massive fan of theirs. Next up, we've got strikeforceenergy.com. You're stoked about the Strike Force connection now because you're shopping for the holidays and you have an empty fridge.
Yes.
Yeah. No cans, no nothing. Because we get a lot of people coming over for the holidays. Mostly everybody, I would say this is probably true in most families. Women and men are drinking vodka, you know, more and more these days.
Yeah.
So with that, these flavors for grape, original, lemon, orange, all that shit, great for vodka. So you don't have to fucking pour the Red Bull can and have that sit around for an hour on your coffee table. Ugh. No, just rip it open. You're good to go. Throw a little soda water in there, a little club soda. Boom. I'm a vodka soda dude. So Strikeforce is what you need to really keep your day going. Go to strikeforceenergy.com.
Vodka soda lemon, right?
Yeah.
I think is the best combo.
Mine is grape. Mine's vodka soda grape. I even take it on the road with me for
all
these events.
You like a sweeter drink.
No, I just like a little flavoring to it. You know what I'm saying? That's my jam. So go to strikeforceenergy.com. Hopefully you got some of these boxes underneath your Christmas tree or in your stocking.
Perfect. Just peeking out.
Ooh.
It looks good, guys.
It does. And the packaging is nice if you're watching the video show. Strikeforceenergy.com. Yeah, we got a subscription too, man. We've had that for 3 years, I think. Jesus. Promo code REVOLUTION, 20% off. That's good every time, and they ship everywhere in the entire world. Last but not least, straightrazors.com. Jabes.
Ooh, that's a clean cut. Smooth. Oh, you like it?
Boy, somebody turned it off. That was a long one.
Hark the herald.
Angels sing.
You like it?
The
New York King.
The New York King. Straightrazors.com. Hopefully you got one of those kits underneath your tree. If not, they're still doing deals. Again, these deals are in place up through January. So go to straightrazors.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. And then start gangbanging all of their items. They're straight razors, top notch. Safety razors are nice in case you're afraid of using one. They got the old mustache waxes, which I'm still using right now. Ooh, hi-o.
Hey-o.
For the big guy. For the juice box. The big juice box, people call me.
Do they call you juice box?
Nope, never have. Not going to start now. They got everything you need in this life to be a real man, not a little baby.
Or a boy.
Yeah, little boy. go to straightrazors.com, type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Get that smolder aftershave. That's my jam. And as always, you can get my glorious books. When darkness falls, he doesn't catch it. And at night, she cries while he rides his steed. Paperback, hardback, all that shit. Those deals are, Amazon's finally lighting up deals for those things. And audible.com, still the highest rated audible of all time. The new one, When Darkness Falls, he doesn't catch it. So enjoy that shit. If you like hearing us on the show, 6.5 hours of magic of me and Jabes and a ton of other actors, including an Oscar winner. What's going down, Jabes?
What's going up?
I'm a little sad, to be honest with you.
What's going on?
I'm sad about James Mattis.
Okay.
Old Jim Mattis leaving.
Right.
That was my dude. That was one of the I thought that was the best hire that Trump made.
Yeah.
And now he's gone. And it's a tough one to figure out. Because Trump declared victory over Syria and fucking ISIS and all this shit and said he's pulling our troops out. Mattis resigned, 2 hours later, whatever it is. I don't know what the right answer is for that. If you're an avid listener of the show, I've said the same thing about the Middle East for forever. They've been killing each other for years and years and years over religion and whatever bullshit they believe in. We probably should have never intervened with any of those countries and just let them kill each other forever. I don't care.
Right.
America cared because of the oil. More importantly, our politics. But we've lost a lot of good men and women over there, overseas, fighting and all this stuff. And it's like, part of me wants them, I really want everybody to come home. I don't want to see anybody lost anymore. The other part of me, I don't know what's going on over there, nor do I pretend to. Mm-hmm. So, Mattis obviously does.
Yeah.
He thinks it's imperative to stay there and keep fucking bombing away. I would lean obviously towards Mattis in this sitch.
Yeah, I would
rather think. Than Trump.
Is one where I think, I don't really know, but I think Mattis was, it's something that he can do to Trump. Not a lot of people can get Trump.
He's very
powerful and he does know how to, get what he wants and use little ways to do that. And I think that Mattis sort of trumps that, where Trump's base really, really likes Mattis.
Yeah.
Loves him.
I love him.
Pulling himself out is a real punch.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not often that people are able to actually get one over on him.
I think that was.
Here's what happens if you do this shit and you don't listen to me.
Yeah.
I will fucking leave, and everyone will be pissed at you.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the one guy, because the rest of these people, a lot of people make a big deal about the cabinet turnover and all that shit. I don't, because I think America should be treated like a business. So when all these people have left or gotten fired or whatever, if you're not doing your job or you're leaking information or whatever, great, fire them, move on.
Yeah.
There's plenty of capable people in government or who can, do this type of shit that it doesn't really matter to me. This one mattered to me.
Yeah,
and Mattis mattered to me, and it was just like, all right, for whatever reason, I felt safer about anything that went on in the world. It was like, well, Mattis is there, so he'll fuck shit up.
Right, and I think it was very professional as far as...
Oh, did you read his letter?
I can't do my job. You're not letting me do my job the way I want to, or the way I've advised you to.
Yeah.
And I think that you would be better suited with someone else that's more like... I'd be interested to talk to people in the military though and see what they think about. Do they not want to be over there? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Most of my friends are veterans and all that stuff. And
have you talked to them yet?
Yeah, I talked to Evan about it.
Do they agree with him getting out of there, or do they want to continue to fight?
He said this on Drinking Bros. He was just like, man, there was a war started, 17 years ago after 9/11 and all this other shit. And we've still been over there. I just don't think there's a right answer.
I'd maybe like to talk to somebody that's there now.
Yeah. I don't think there's a right answer, because it's like, Look, I have my own personal beliefs. Therefore, I don't want to speak for anybody in the military or, or any veterans out there. I don't. I have my own personal beliefs that I don't want to lose any Americans.
Yeah. And me too. I just don't know if that's how they feel.
If there is terrorism and all that other shit, well, you know, was it because of us invading Iraq and all that other stuff? Mm-hmm. And that's why it started? I don't know. I don't know enough about it to say one way or the other. I can, you know, I can go back to everything I've always said of, again, I just don't think you're going to stop these people from killing each other. Mm-hmm. Because it has been going on for thousands of years. So let them do it in a contained area. And then, great, I can read about it on the news or whatever. I remember as a kid reading about it, and I never cared because it wasn't in my backyard. I'm under the notion that, you know, unless America gets attacked, I don't know why we have to be the police of the world, to be honest with you. If there's a threat and all that other shit, fucking bomb the shit out of them. And that's why I felt safer with Madison there. So if something really big popped off with like Russia or China or something like that, or even India, for Christ's sakes, like at least he's in there. And I felt good about it. It was like he was the ultimate safety blanket.
It's true.
He was the ultimate whoopee. Now he's not there. And, you know, it's tough. I see it from Trump's perspective of, hey, I just want to get these kids home, these men and women home. Like, you know, how long are they going to be there? And I know Obama tried this as well when he pulled some troops and that didn't work. And then we ended up going back.
Money, though, isn't it?
Both. You know, because you spend a lot on the military. You spend a lot in these wars. You spend a lot doing this shit. And, you know, money and... Look, if we were not dependent on oil and all this stuff, would we have ever gone there in the first place? I don't know. But either way, I'm going to miss Mattis. So I was sad when I read that.
Yeah.
And I thought his letter, his resignation letter, was perfectly as badass as he was. And you're just like, man, what a great fucking dude.
Like, I don't need you. I'll go.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to do this.
Yeah.
I was doing this for you.
And then the other thing that I thought about was, you know, does he retire after this? Like, what happens when you're the Secretary of Defense?
Right. I don't know. I for sure don't know.
I think you're just retired, right? Like, that's as high as you could go. So what do you, I don't know. Do you write a book? You know, a tell-all about everything? Like, I remember... Fuck, Colin Powell. He wrote a book about it and all this other shit. Like, I would be, because that would be a book I'd love to read and just get Mattis's honest feelings on what is going on in the world, what they think is going to happen. Because again, I remember Obama pulling some troops and that didn't work out so well because, you know, other terror cells keep popping up. So either way, man, that was a bummer for me where I was just like, that's a big loss. I would have sat down with him and really said, hey, but, you know, we don't know what's going on and all that other shit. So,
right.
I don't know. What's that wall up to, by the way?
Oh, the wall fund.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about that.
No. But. We touched on it on Drinking Bros today. Okay. And we were talking about the GoFundMe for the wall. But we pre-recorded that episode yesterday and... It was weird. So we did the show. The show was maybe an hour and a half. And I saw some people online like joking about it. Of like, oh, good luck funding your fucking wall for $1 billion. And but well, I remember this. When we started our show, I think it was at like, you know, 4 million or something. And then it ended up at like 7 last time I saw it.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to.
What is it now?
Well, I know your
computer is down.
Yeah. And it has been down for your entire life.
I could bing it. Should I bing? I'm exclusively Bing now, guys. I'm not. Google has not worked that well for me. I don't know if you guys like it, but.
Oh, let's see. $12 million.
No.
Holy shit.
Do they need a billion?
They need a billion, but $12 million. That's got to be the highest fundraiser ever in GoFundMe history.
I'd like to know who's in control of that.
So just to read it off to you, the guy, it's actually a veteran. Jared knows him.
No shit.
Brian Colfidge. He is a triple amputee. And look, he's been everywhere. He was on Fox News this morning. God damn it, 12 $1 million has been raised by 196,000 people, and it's only in day four. 200,000 shares on Facebook already.
Holy shit.
I don't know, man. Look, that's doubled since yesterday. That is doubled since yesterday. So
I think this is scary mostly for celebrities that speak out. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, look, just really thinking about it, just out loud, right? All the celebrities bitch about everything, but they don't do GoFundMes for shit like this.
They're not giving money.
No.
They're very rarely even leaving their house.
Yeah.
They're just kind of tweeting about it.
Yeah.
So this would definitely put pressure on of if they tweet something or if they have some really strong reaction, I think a lot of people can bombard them now with, well, why don't you just give some money? Because we just funded a whole wall.
Yeah.
So if you want to do something, you definitely can just do it. We learned that. So bye.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's like, are people that fed up with politics all the way around where it's just like, man, none of this shit's getting done. Let's just do it ourselves.
I think that's fascinating, kind of amazing, but I think it has to be true. There has to be some kind of breaking point, right? I mean, this is
all of
is
this,
it crazy enough?
Here's the thing. I felt like Trump was a breaking point for when he got elected, that America was just fed up with politics, fed up with bullshit and politicians, right, and all that other stuff.
Right.
So he gets elected and you break the system essentially and you say, all right, now let's see what happens. I feel like Trump is kind of stuck in now that political world where he, you know, you got to go through Congress and Senate and all that other shit. And he's having a fucking brutal time with it now, getting things passed. And I don't know if any out, because now that an outsider is in and has busted up everything, like, we'll see if he's able to get funding for this wall.
Because if he makes a certain amount that he can get a little bit of money from other places.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to get the whole billion, this person. But
because these, gosh, look,
if you get high enough, I think Trump would be like, cool, I'll put in the rest.
Because right now we're taping this on a Friday afternoon. You know, the government's getting ready to shut down because he said, look, we'll shut down the fucking government over this. Like, we need something, some form of security. That's how impossible it is to pass anything, especially bipartisan and all this other shit. And it's just, I think he's in it now where it's just like, God damn it, this is a bitch. Because you have all these assholes from all these elected states that, like, you know, they're running for their own
reason and
their own agenda and everything. And then they get there and then they're worried about what people in their state think rather than what the country thinks. And then you're up against these Jeff Flakes and these fucking assholes. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh my God.
And then all the while Stormy Daniels are coming toward, you know, are coming at you and they're putting any kind of weight behind it. So you have to deal with that shit.
Boy, it's, I think it's too much. I think it's too much. We talked about it openly on the show about, I said I wanted to run for mayor, and now I was just like, I'm done with that. You know, I don't want to run for any political office at this point.
Mayor, though. Come on. Yeah. Mayor.
Mayor. Yeah, that's the ticket.
I think Trump should have gone for mayor, and maybe it would have scratched that itch.
Yeah.
That he could be glad handing, hanging out, making
mayor of
making
New York.
Real change. Because right now he can't do it.
Yeah. I think he's trying to the best of his ability, but it's just so frustrating. And like, I feel
it's just going
to
get worse, though, with the Senate and then next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of it. I don't know. I don't know how you break this cycle, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
It's just an endless round of shit where you're just like, all right, great. You know, he told the Fed not to raise the interest rates. They said, fuck you, we're going to raise the interest rates. And it's like, he goes, dude, the market's going to fucking tank then. Boom. They raised the interest rates on, Thursday or whatever it was. And then the market has lost over, 1,200 points or something crazy. Where it's just like, man, what the fuck? I don't know how you get anything accomplished on any political level without, you know, either pissing half the people off in the world or just saying, fuck it, I'm going to do this or veto this or shut down the government. Like, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think he's in the same frustration that I felt this with Obama, too, where there was a period of time, like maybe during the first couple years during Obama's presidency, where he was just like, oh, this is great. The hope and everybody's doing good and we're great.
The hope. Huh?
And then it kicked in. And then, you know, the House flipped the same way it flipped for Trump, which, look, it does for any incoming president. And that's fine. But after that is when everybody started coming after him. He couldn't pass any of his shit either. And it just, he seemed to age after that, like rapidly. Oh. And you were
Remember that?
Yeah.
He's gone back now, but.
Well, because he's out of it. He doesn't have to deal with that shit anymore.
He reversed a couple years after getting out and getting on a jet ski.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're trying to please that many people, because that's the thing. You need to please your base. You need to please a million other people. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Strange. The other thing I want to chat about is there was another study that came out that said 1/3 of Americans thinking about leaving country to live abroad and do all this other shit. Mm-hmm. I looked into it. Belize is the top thing. They just got popped for scamming all of these Americans into these oceanside properties and all this shit.
If you've ever been to Belize.
I have not. That's why I wanted to ask you.
And you're surprised that they're scamming you, just spend a little bit of time in that Mercado and you will. It's all English
And that's why I brought this up. You've been there.
I have been there.
Yeah.
I loved it. And
I have not.
Like,
you did.
I did. And I was like, I want to buy. If you're there and you're going to buy some property, possibly. But if you're doing it online or through any kind of really do a check on stuff there.
What's the story with Belize and the country and all that other shit? So
they speak English, so that's
they
a
do.
Huge
gotcha.
That's a huge, you know, plus, I think, for Americans. Basically, it's a Creole. It's kind of hard to understand,
like New Orleans.
Kind of, but Nolan's is, what is that, Jamaican, right? So what?
I don't know,
but it's a very, me neither, but it's a very, it is English, but it's really, really hard to understand. It's almost like their own weird English language. It's kind of cool. Beautiful beaches, amazing, like little bars that are right on docks. Cheap.
It is. Okay.
And the land is cheap.
Yeah.
And so I think that was the appeal. I'm not sure what it's like now. It was a while ago that I was there, but people even at that time were buying up property on the beach in Belize because there were these, you know, rundown houses, but you could, you know, rip them up and get the land for nothing.
Yeah.
And
it's like 40 grand or something.
Yeah. And I think there's an airport there. It's kind of easy in and out, English speaking, but it's still...
Is it like gorillas and robberies and all that shit? Does that go down there?
Yes.
It does. Okay,
it does. Yeah. I mean, not where I was. I was, again, right on the beaches, but it's not a real safe place. I was on many chicken buses that I felt like were going to crash.
Yeah.
Those kind of things where no regulation on anything.
Yeah.
So you have to think about that kind of thing. When you're moving down,
what you're describing is Romancing the Stone, by the way, right now.
Yeah.
It's very Romancing the Stone.
Right again, now.
Cartagena?
Yeah.
You're going to Cartagena?
Yes. Yeah. I loved it. It was a welcome relief from Spanish everywhere for us.
Yeah.
So it was a nice, we just went through, I think we were there 2 days, but we had been traveling all Spanish speaking places all around.
Okay.
And when we got there, it was like, oh, shit, like English, kind of more regular food. It was, I think that's more the appeal.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's to me, when I was reading all the backlash behind it, here's what it was. So Americans said they were getting scammed out of online shit. The other thing they said they were getting scammed out of was these properties that they were buying when they got there.
Uh-huh.
They were promised that there would be roads in.
Yeah.
No roads.
No.
No concrete. No nothing.
Visit a place before you. Yeah.
Buy. Yeah.
Yeah. So you deserve any scam that happened. But go ahead.
So no electricity,
mm-mm.
running water out to these places, and they were promised it, and then trying to go through the government or whatever to try to get this done. They were like, oh, fuck, we're not getting any, like, none of this is getting done. We can't build a house here. We own this land, and if we brought a pop-up tent to live on the beach, we're fine. But other than that, we can't get it done. Yeah.
Yeah, buying
where did you stay?
I stayed in a hostel. Which was nice, but again, right on the beach. We went to this awesome outdoor hut, like bar, took our beers out to the deck. What's the long thing? Do I need to Google it?
The dock.
Dock.
There you go. Nah, don't worry about it. Do you need to Google it? Your computer doesn't work.
There's islands right off of Belize that are amazing. So it's if you go there and you're willing to rough it a little bit,
yeah,
it's awesome. It's not going to be a you know, Atlantis type situation.
Like, yeah, the Bahamas.
Bahamas.
Right.
Okay. But you will have the same weather, the same views. It's amazing. But you do need to have your wits about you and your head on a swivel.
Sure.
But I loved it because I love that kind of shit. I think you would hate it. You'd be like, what?
Here's the thing.
What?
I don't mind shit like that. It depends. Okay. It depends on where you are in life, though. And that's my thing about
right.
it. Where I couldn't. With kids and all that other shit, like, I can't do that shit anymore.
No, and you wouldn't go with kids. I would never take my kids down there.
Sure.
But if we were to be able to go somewhere by ourselves,
yeah,
it's really kind of a lot of fun.
Okay.
But again, you have to not be an idiot. You have to know what you're getting into.
Right.
And you have to be ready for it. And you can have... You have to be ready for a chicken sitting next to you on the bus. And again, I love that shit.
Yeah. So if you tell me that, where I'm like, all right, great. I have very few days off in this.
Sure.
In this.
And you said life. Atlantis. Yeah.
Yep. Very few days off in this life.
Uh-huh.
That is not, I do not want to spend the whatever. What's the longest vacation we've been on? Maybe 4 days or something.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And that's pushing it, right?
Yeah. If I have 4 days off and we are going on vacation somewhere, I do not want to be on a bus sitting next to a chicken. I can promise you that.
Look, I did that like from, I think from the border.
How old were you?
24, 25.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so 10 years ago.
Exactly. Oh, no, I would not do it that way now.
Yeah.
But I would know how to navigate certain situations for sure. But you don't need to take a chicken bus. I did it because I wanted to at that time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Sure.
They have Uber there.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I've never been.
It's okay.
I didn't even know where the fuck it is on a map geographically. Is it in Central America or South America?
South
America. Okay.
Did you ever see that gringo documentary about that guy? Okay,
yes,
so
yes,
that
yes.
was Belize.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. All right. Well, that guy was living the fucking high life, wasn't he?
He was, but my gosh, there was no government when he started, when things started to go south for him, there was no one to protect him. There was no real police.
Yeah.
It's all very underground. So again, like there isn't anyone really there to enforce any laws or regulate anything.
Right.
So just stay on the right side of the locals and you'll be okay. Right. He was doing some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then right next to him was another American guy that owned a place on the beach. So it is, you know, they're mostly those places on the beach are all Americans.
Yeah.
Expats or whatever. So, gosh, that was a good documentary. Remember his disguise?
Oh, the whole thing.
He just put white powder in his hair.
Speaking of documentary,
he's old.
We were watching the new one on Netflix, your new murder one with John Grisham.
Yes.
And I'm having a hard time getting through these now anymore. Because I loved first season of Making a Murderer.
Yeah.
I was all in on that. Second
Done
season.
So well.
Looks like shit. And mm-hmm.
It's not the same
people. I don't believe in all of it now. And it's mm-hmm. just crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time getting back into these things. This new one is called An Innocent Man. It's John Grisham. The only nonfiction book he's ever written was this.
Mm-hmm. An Innocent Man.
Yeah. And We're into like false confession. We're two episodes in. This one's hard to get into.
Did a lot of people suggest this to you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how we started watching.
Oh, okay.
So a bunch of listeners had written in and said, "Hey, man, check out an Innocent Man. Tell me what you think." But they didn't say good or bad on it. They just said, "Tell me what you think."
Again, so yeah, two episodes in. I think this might be a case of it could have been a movie. You know what I'm saying? Where they are really dragging it out,
right,
to make it a series, because that's what everyone wants now is docu-series instead of a documentary. Yeah. So, because
it looks like a six-parter or something like that.
Yeah. And it feels very drawn out. You said it last night of, hey, man, like we could have gone through
all of that super
quickly. I could have known by now what the deal is.
Yeah, you could have chopped that down to a 90-minute movie again. And I'm like, man, just as a director, just sitting there, I'm like, just cut. Like,
if it's making of a murderer, right, that's in real time.
Sure.
So it's unfolding as you're doing the documentary.
Right.
This is something that's being told.
Or the other one I liked with the staircase.
So that was, again, real time. Yeah. Each episode was an unfolding that you were on the ride. This is... when they tell stories from the past and drag it out, that's where it gets a little bit hard,
murky,
right? Because you're doing it on purpose to get me excited about it. And
sure.
We were talking about false confession, and I still, as much as I, you know, I'm into murder, research it, love it, I still don't get the false confession thing. It still is one of those things that I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
I understand when you're like Jesse, Miss Kelly or whatever from the three boys.
Memphis 3. Yeah.
Or Making of a Murderer, Brendan Dehassy. They're, you know, mentally retarded,
yes,
both of them.
Yes.
And you can get them to do things like this. When you are not, I still don't get it.
Me neither. I when watching it, I was just like, I'm watching these guys confess on this thing. And by the way, this isn't a spoiler alert because this is the opening episode where you're just like, all right, great. I'm watching these guys confess to this murder.
And we may eat our words because we haven't seen the rest of
maybe.
It. But where we are now.
But we want to tell the audience we've listened to you and we're trying to get into this.
Yeah.
And we'll see it through. But thus far, I'm none too plus about it.
It can't just be a false confession situation because will not go down
me neither.
That road.
Me neither.
There has to be another twist. With there must be. If Grisham,
yeah,
Grisham's all over it.
Yeah,
don't you think?
I hope so. We'll see. All I kept thinking was, and because this is also something we've gotten a lot from our listeners, is they would love to see just a short animated series of all of your crime corners.
Oh God.
And I was like, huh. I think those would be really funny 5-minute segments of if they were animated.
And you can like,
but it's your voice,
right,
telling these stories. So then they're mostly reenacting what you're doing, and a lot of listeners have written in about that.
That'd be kind of funny.
It would be awesome.
Or reenactors, even.
Yes, but specifically animated.
Yes,
I think
it would be easier
to churn those out. But those would be really good. We've gotten a bunch of those. So speaking of crimes that are interesting, it's time for Crime Corner.
What?
Crime Corner.
What? Try and make it as crazy as
crime
possible. Okay. Man whose penis and testicles were bitten off.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I don't think I've ever covered my face on this show before, but I just covered my face.
Really?
Well, you've never led with man who got his penis and balls bitten off.
Eaten by a bulldog, was alone in a room with animal, and had peanut butter on his crotch.
Ah, where was this at?
No, this is Risk of Scotland.
Ah.
So this is Risk...
Versus reward.
One of those stories, right? Who's going to find you? How are they going to find you?
Yeah.
You really have to think about that when you get into some sexual stuff like that, huh?
What kind of dog was it? Was it a pit bull?
An English bulldog, which I love. Those sleepy, farty things.
I hate those dogs.
But can you picture them ripping a penis off?
Yes, I can, actually.
Those fat little roly-polies?
Well, here's the thing. I saw We had one. One of my best friends had one.
I know, and he just wheezed around the world.
No, so like, dude, if he saw a shiny object, there's something with those dogs. If they see a metal shiny object, they will. I mean, just attack at it, and it's just.
Oh God.
Yeah, yeah. They're not what you think they are. Most of the time they are, which is just like the lump around or whatever. But if you put food or something in their mouth, good luck. Good luck.
Or a penis with peanut butter on it.
Yes, I could absolutely 100% see that. Where the bulldog bites a man's penis and balls off. Just because there's so much there. Where it's just like when those fuckers chomp down, that's it. They're very docile dogs if you treat them right. But if you do shit like this, yeah, you're getting your dick and balls bitten off. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Okay, so a man who was induced into a coma after his genitals were savaged.
Yeah.
By an old English bulldog, was alone in a room with the animal when the incident happened. The man who they're not naming, fuck you.
Sure.
Was alleged to have applied peanut butter or another food spread, could be Nutella, onto his...
Could be Nutella.
What would be another food spread that you would you reckon?
I don't know.
Almond? Could have been almond. They weren't sure which one it was, and that's really what they're investigating.
They never are.
Onto his crotch area before his genitals were bitten off by the animal.
Oof.
The 22-year-old man was found unconscious and fully clothed in a pool of his own blood with his fucking penis ripped off.
So did he just unzip his pants and then...
Put the peanut butter on there.
Okay. Whenever I picture that, because you hear that type of story, right? Sure. Whenever I picture that, I picture pants all the way down.
I picture fully nude.
Peanut butter's messy.
Sure. You're not going to be able to just zip up and walk out the door
and enjoy your day.
Yeah.
You're going to have to shower and do all the other shit. So it's like,
clearly,
why not get a head start and pull your pants off?
Yep.
Because you're going to have to go to the...
Yeah.
The shower right afterwards. That's that's not a baby wipe sitch. Peanut butter is really hard to get off, especially pubic hair. You know?
And you know this.
Because I've had a dog lick my ball. No, I'm kidding.
You know this how?
No.
It seemed very.
Yeah. We've done some college shenanigans where we've rubbed some peanut butter on people and all that other shit. And
Okay.
I'll say this. This is as far as I'll go with it. We put somebody head to toe in peanut butter.
Okay.
Hair, face, body, everything. And it was just to recreate a bronze statue, like a bust, you know, like one of those with the fist up, you know, like a thinking man.
Oh, okay.
It gives you that type of texture and layer where you're like, oh, that looks like an art project. Nope. That is a completely nude man wrapped head to toe in peanut butter.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So cool. So he took
around 60 jars, by the way, in case you're at home saying, hey, how many jars of peanut butter do I need to pull off something like that? First of all, it depends on how tall and fat your fella is. And then second of all, depends on how big those tubs are of peanut butter. But it's around 60 if you want to get a good coat on there from head to toe. Go ahead. And to you.
Organs could not be reattached is the real.
What do you do after that? Is that a colostomy bag sitch? Like, how do you piss?
Gosh, I don't know.
And did he
it's
keep
not
the dog?
Colostomy bag, no.
Did he keep the dog?
No, the dog, who was named Biggie. Big ups.
Yeah. R.I.P.
He belonged to the victim, and the dog was taken to the kennels.
Huh.
So.
Who sent you that? Was that your own find?
This is my own find.
Wow.
I realized I needed to do some work myself.
Proud
a couple
you,
of them.
Proud of you.
And it's not your guys' fault at all. You're sending me awesome ones, which I have used. And then a couple again, real dark ones.
Yeah.
Just people getting set on fire for no reason. And I don't think that's funny.
Well, that was a very inspirational crime corner out
hard
of you.
Hard hitting.
Proud of you.
Hard hitting. Risk versus reward, guys. That is the
Whew.
moral of the story.
It is.
Gosh,
Merry Christmas.
When you're getting into some real sexual stuff like that, guys, yeah. think about how it would look if you die.
Yep. First, that should be the first thing
and
on your mind.
You would be found.
Yeah. I always go back to, the Carradine sitch.
Yep.
When he was, that picture of him hung in the closet in women's fishnets right. in a wig always comes back to haunt me. By the way, weird story late last night here before we get out of here. Beyonce was trending on Twitter, like number one. And I was like, oh, she dropped a fucking album.
Right.
Somebody had like hacked into all of the streaming services and put up these fake Beyonce albums last night. Which it was just like, man, that's weird.
That's really good.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Because
people were going nuts.
Oh
and they
my
were
gosh,
like,
if
oh,
I
this is amazing.
Had the ability.
Some of the albums were Solange, her sister, and not her. It was just like,
she must be pissed.
Yeah, so people were, it was like, and it was, I guess some of the albums were like Queen Carter and things like that. So it seemed legit, but you were just like, oh, I'm getting a fucking Beyonce album right before Christmas.
And this is what hackers are doing, you guys, okay?
No, you were not.
If you think they're ever like looking for your bank information, it does them no good. You would find out and cut it off, you know, and cut it off. If I could use Google, let alone hack.
Yeah.
That would be the shit that I would do.
Be the best.
Oh.
Be the best.
God.
Yeah.
The power you must feel after that.
Yeah. So, because I, like, look, right before I go to bed, I'm usually up, like, reading something before, like, you listen to podcasts. I'll usually read news and stuff to go to bed, and then I'll go to sleep. So there was that. And then the other one was people got Radioheaded last night, and you know,
by who?
Tom York, obviously.
Oh, by Radiohead.
Yeah, by Radiohead.
Oh, just,
it was one of those things where, again, a lot of my bigwig friends in Hollywood, like, we used to go to these just pop up concerts. Were fucking incredible. Where it was just like small venues.
Yeah.
Holy shit! I can't believe so and so is playing. Do you want to go? Like, hop in the car and go.
Right.
Obviously, you know, you can. You can't do that with kids and all that other shit.
No.
But we were single there, so it didn't matter.
Sure.
And I used to go to a lot of those where it was just like, oh man, somebody's playing at the Fauna Theater or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
And
the
it
Greek
was, awesome.
Was a good one for that.
The Greek, but like the Orpheum does shit like that all the time. So, dude, Tom York popped up, was playing two shows at the Orpheum. So I saw a bunch of pictures from my friends, you know, who were out there, and they were just like, oh man, cool. Tom York's gonna play, this is gonna be fucking rad or whatever. And then I looked at the set list afterwards, and it was just like two songs that people would come to see, and the rest were all
his.
I know.
Fucking shop, workshopping. Fucking dick.
And I was like, oh man.
No one's here for your jam sesh,
you
dude.
Got Radioheaded. But I'm gonna be honest with you, when I was reading it, I was like, I probably would have gone with you.
Oh, for sure.
And then I would have been pissed off about an hour later.
Exactly. And it all would have been fun.
Yeah. And then I would have gone to, you know, El Compadre and had about 14 flaming margaritas and just called it a night. A night.
That sounds so amazing right now.
Yeah. That'll bring us to the revolutionary figure of the day, shall we?
We shall.
This is easy, man. We're going out to Mattis. We're going out to James Mattis.
Have
and
to.
Because if this is it for him and he's retiring, after this, like, I don't know what you do after Secretary of Defense. And that's just out of my ignorance towards you know, military career and shit like that. I have no idea.
You guys know, we don't know.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, I don't know. But if this is it and he ends up retiring and all that stuff, like, dude, one of the best to ever do it, man. And to go in there and fuck shit up like he's done for, you know, a lot of people had, because I don't know if we've beaten ISIS. I don't know if that claim is true or whatever.
I
don't know if you ever will.
How are you going to know that?
Yeah. I don't know if you ever will. But let's face it, the last 2 years with him in there, like, I can't remember somebody making this big of an impact in 2 years of having that position. And he will be missed if this is truly it for him and he wants to go and drink whiskey on his porch all day long. He's more than earned it in this life. And he was awesome. And he was my favorite member of this whole cabinet. I really didn't give a shit about anybody else. So this one's going out to him, man, because one of the best to ever do it. And I was genuinely sad about it, for real. For realsies. What I am happy about, though, is that it's Christmas time, Jabes.
And oh, yes.
We get to relax for a little bit, spend some time with the fam, and just enjoy Christmas. Might have to just shut off the phone for the weekend, you know, just lock it up.
You wouldn't dare.
I would. I don't think anybody's needed. Like, the way that this falls, actually, shit, there is some things I have to do on Monday. Uh-huh. But it's weird because Christmas is on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, the banks and all that other shit, we were at the bank the other day, and the banks are open till like 2.
I know.
People have to work on Monday. So, yeah, I'm sure I'll get some calls and all that other shit, but we'll see. I wish I could.
I know.
I wish I could just.
Yeah.
There's nothing on a computer that you need.
You know? Or on the phone.
No. Merry Christmas, Jabes, to everybody out there listening. Merry, Merry Christmas. And thank you for spending your Christmas Eve with us. If you're in the car, driving, listening, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe. Are you watching it on iTunes? The iTunes show is already big. People love watching the show on iTunes. Thank you sincerely for listening to us and letting us be a part of your lives. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables, I am Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Good night.